In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Jesus lying in the manger is the Son, eternally begotten of the Father in love, that he may love him and so share his love with us. He is Alpha and Omega, himself without beginning or end, begotten before the worlds began to be. Jesus is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, being of one substance with the Father, and his begetting from the Father has neither beginning nor end. The Son is eternally pre-existent with the Father, and there was never a time when he was not. In him, all things move and have their being. Jesus is the very source and ending of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. By his word was all created. He commanded, and it was done. Jesus is the word of the Father who speaks. And as he himself is living and active, so is his word. Jesus speaks, and it is. He spoke in the dry land separated from the oceans which gathered together. He spoke and the sky was stretched across the heavens. Jesus spoke and the sun, moon, and stars give their light and warmth evermore and evermore. Everything Jesus spoke into being. But from the dust, he tenderly formed and molded Adam. Formed and molded you. Now he himself has assumed this frail and feeble mortal body. The Word became flesh, and yet he has not changed or lessened his divinity, but has in fact exalted and assumed humanity, exalted and assumed flesh into God. As his glory filled the tabernacle made with hands in the days of Moses, now his glory fills this fleshly tabernacle made without hands from the days of Caesar Augustus and into eternity. Now his glory and presence is no longer terrifying or deadly to man, but is in fact gracious, life-giving, and forgiving. The Word became flesh, but even his body was frail and feeble, doomed to die. But that's the point. The Word is made flesh to bear your sins in his body and die upon the cross. God himself suffers and endured all that you do. Hardship and want, hunger and sorrow, loneliness and betrayal, sickness and death. And he has borne it all in himself and paid for it upon the tree. There is nothing for which you must pay. That is exactly what you need. Your mortal body, and you know it well, is frail and feeble, doomed to die. Adam condemned you not only to return to the dust from whence you were taken, but even to lie in the depths of hell. The law stands before you with its demands and accusations. And even though you don't want to admit it, it's all true, for the law is good and holy, and you are not. In Adam, you're cursed. Doomed to die, cannot save yourself evermore and evermore. But at the blessed birth of Jesus, the night is changed into day. Heaven's song breaks out upon the earth, and the end of death's reign is signaled. For the Virgin full of grace has, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, born the Savior of our race. Ponder this joyous mystery. Jesus comes, God is born, to offer his flesh to the Father and to pour out his blood upon you and into you to enliven your dusty and parched flesh. This babe is the world's Redeemer, born your great Emmanuel in the flesh. He is born the brother of sinners, born to die for you. And at his sacred face, the powers of sin and hell flee. That heaven grasps earth, that God embraces men upon the cross, is what Christmas is all about. This is why Mary is honored in her divine maternity, and why sin, death, and the devil flee from Jesus' face. God wraps himself in flesh to end the war. You're too weak, too sinful, but Jesus is not. He's born to bear in his divine flesh all your sins and iniquities to the holy cross, and to reconcile you to his Father evermore and evermore. It's no surprise then that the angel hosts sing his praises. Jesus is God. That's what they do. But what has changed is that they now do it to a man of flesh and blood. God is born in Jesus to die for your sake, and the heights of heaven adore him. Powers and dominions bow before him, extolling him who in flesh is our God and King. But your tongue isn't silent either. Every voice in concert rings as you join the holy angels in chanting his praise. Nor is your tongue silent as upon it you receive Jesus in his flesh and blood. The Word is made flesh to offer himself, body and blood, as a pleasing and cleansing, reconciling and life-giving sacrifice for your sake. And he now puts his crucified and risen flesh and blood into yours, to raise you up in himself on the last day. How could your tongue ever be silent after that? How can you not cry out a hearty and joyous Amen evermore and evermore? Now all that seers in old time chanted of with one accord is fulfilled. The faithful word of the prophets is come to pass. The Word became flesh and dwells among us in grace and truth, forgiving sins and bestowing everlasting life. For Jesus died, walked forth from that garden tomb in the cool of the day. He visits with you in baptism in a far greater way than he did with Abraham. He eats with you more intimately and with a more wondrous and magnificent feast than he ever did with Moses and the elders. Jesus fills your mouth with his redemptive song, as he did the prophets. He leads you out of bondage to sin, death, and the devil, and into the promised land of his church, in the cloud and fire of his suffering, death, and resurrection. He now dwells with you in word, water, bread, and wine to fill you with his glory. Jesus, the long-expected, shines for you upon the altar, beckoning you to his body and blood. And you come, praising your Lord evermore and evermore. Now you wait for him who is judge of souls departed and king of all the living. But you don't wait in fear or with foreboding. No, you wait with joyous expectation. For enthroned at the Father's right hand is Jesus, your brother of flesh and blood, and you are baptized into him. And he is coming soon to bring his righteous judgment. The Word became flesh, and now your flesh will leave behind the corruption of this present age. You shall be like the holy angels, holy, alive, and good, full of pious mirth. For Jesus, King, Judge, and God, gives himself to and for you, and you are born anew in him. His light shines from the manger to the cross through the empty tomb. Death no longer has any claim upon you, but you belong by grace to the Father evermore and evermore. So let old and young unite in chanting harmonious praise to Jesus, the Word made flesh. Let maid and matron hymn his glory and infant lips their anthem raise. Let boys and girls together sing with pure heart their song of Christ's praise. For unto you is born God in the flesh, who fills you with life divine. The Word became flesh, and you have a Savior, evermore and evermore. Who is this Jesus laid in the manger? He is the eternally begotten Son of the Father, come to be your ransom and your brother. He is God who embraces you, who in his flesh bears all your sins, trials, and tribulations. Yes, he has assumed this mortal body, but he lives never to die again. And in him, neither shall you. Jesus is Christ the Lord, who with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, all hymn and chant and high thanksgiving and unending praises be. All honor, glory, and dominion and eternal victory are his now and forever. For Jesus is the Word made flesh, in love, by grace, for you. Merry Christmas, and God be praised evermore and evermore. In Jesus' name, amen.